So the meditation we're going to look at is on page 26 on the in the Sadhana. Okay, so it says, this is fantastic, in the vast space of the emptiness of all phenomena, the nature of my purified mistaken appearance of all phenomena, which is the Pure Land of Kheyadra, I appear as Buddha Haruka with the blue-coloured body, four faces and 12 arms, the nature of my purified white indestructible drop. I mean, so it's very condensed, very dense script, you know, you understand the meaning. I'm embracing Vajravarai, the nature of my purified red indestructible drop. I'm surrounded by the heroes and heroines of the five wheels. Or the nature of my purified subtle bodies, the 62 deities, the channels and drop elements. I reside in the mandala, the celestial mansion. You know, so that's that looks like our traditional temples, the four-sided temple with the four doors and the tiers. Okay, that's what Haruka's celestial mansion looks like. And is the nature of my purified gross body. It's a body mandala, don't you remember? These deities are a part of the gross body appearing as deities. That's what makes them a body mandala. So that's the visualization that we concentrate on to gain clear appearance. We concentrate on a lot of concentration on that visualization, a vast visualization. Spend a lot of time doing this. But we're also thinking, although I have this appearance, it is not other than emptiness. It is a manifestation of emptiness. So when Geshe-la gave his little commentary in 2015, he said, this meditation is very special and profound. Very special technology, which is a quick method to gain experience. Because don't forget, this Sadhana, New Essence of Vajrayana, he only published it in 2015 for modern people who couldn't handle the proper one, the big one. Too big, 2 hours, you know, too much. So this one he made, so we can do it in about 1 hour. Generally here we are engaging in the main practice of generation stage. Okay, we're generating ourselves as a deity. But I put here a special way of meditation on generation stage, which is called non-dual appearance and emptiness. It's almost the same as meditation on the union of appearance and emptiness. So then he just reads again what I've just read. In the vast space of the emptiness of all phenomena, the nature of my purified mistaken appearance of all phenomena, the Pure Land of Kheyadra, I appear as Buddha Haruka with a blue-coloured body, four faces and 12 arms, the nature of my purified white indestructible drop. I'm embracing Vajravarai, the nature of my purified red indestructible drop. I am surrounded by the heroes and heroines of the five wheels, who are the nature of my purified subtle body, the channels and drops. I reside in the mandala, the celestial mansion, which is the nature of my purified gross body. Although I have this appearance, it is not other than emptiness. It is the manifestation of emptiness. So in this Sadhana, I put this yoga of non-dual appearance and emptiness. This is very special, very special. So Geshe-la is really trying to communicate how important and easy this meditation is to do. Then he says, while concentrating on the meaning, we mentally repeat these words. Although I have this appearance, the entire supported and supporting mandala, the nature of my purified gross and subtle bodies, it is not other than emptiness, the mere absence of all phenomena that I normally see or perceive. It is a manifestation of emptiness. So that's what we're contemplating. We visualize ourselves, but we're contemplating this. We're remembering, in essence, all the detail and the non-duality of the appearance of all the mandala, all the deities, and emptiness of all phenomena. The same object, one object. We mentally repeat these words and we hold this profound knowledge. Although I appear, it is not other than emptiness. It is a manifestation of emptiness. This means that the appearance and the emptiness are not two objects. They are one object. Just one object. For us, we've got dualistic appearance, so everything's like dualistic for us. But when we get this realization, we realize it's just one object. Then we hold this knowledge, which understands clearly the union of appearance and emptiness. We understand this appearance and emptiness are one, not two. Then in the Siddhanta, he says, we hold this profound knowledge strongly and meditate on it single-pointedly. We should practice this meditation every day, continually, until we realize directly non-dual appearance and emptiness. Through this, our dualistic appearance will cease and we will become an enlightened being. So don't forget, I'll just remind you in case you have, dualistic appearance means that, well, let's say we perceive this piece of wood in front of me called a lectern. When we look at this, we believe that the object, a lectern, and its ultimate truth, the emptiness of the lectern, are two different objects. When we're looking at this, we don't see emptiness. We see an inherently existent lectern. When we meditate on emptiness, oh, that's the emptiness of the lectern, vast empty space, emptiness. And we think these are two objects. Geshe is saying, no, they're all one object. One object. The emptiness of the object and the appearance of the lectern in this case, or the mandala, let's talk about Haruka, is one object. It's one object. This is such an important thing for us to try and get. One object, not two. So this meditation has three functions. It's incredible. Number one, through meditating on emptiness, it prevents rebirth in samsara. All meditations on emptiness prevent rebirth in samsara. If you meditate on emptiness when you're dying, you won't get reborn in samsara. No, you won't. This is why we say, you know, if you can train in the first bringing and remember it when you're dying, you'll definitely go to the Pure Land. Yeah. So first one, through meditating on emptiness, we prevent rebirth in samsara. Fantastic. Number two, through meditating on the body mandala, it opens the door to being born in the Pure Land of Kheadra. Of course. If you die whilst, you know, visualizing this, that's where your karma is going to take you in your next life. Pure Land of Kheadra. Thirdly, through meditating on the union of appearance and emptiness, we will attain the union of the state of no more learning, Buddhahood, in this life. That's the great gift of Highest Yoga Tantra. We can attain enlightenment in this one life if we do this meditation on the union of appearance and emptiness. He says this is a very essential practice.